What's up, everybody? Anna and Dylan back with another episode of The Drop. Kind of hard to be consistent with these when we're traveling so much. And when Dylan is always hanging out with his buddy, Matt Chow, though I don't blame him. He's far cooler than Dylan. It's definitely, you know, understandable. Dylan, what do you have to say to all our fans?
What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Drop.
Woohoo! Yeah. Oh, Dylan, you know that your mom asked me for photos of me in the Team Dylan Fraser shirt. Do you know why that might be?
I do not know why. Probably to put it on Instagram or something.
She has four
followers. Do you know why?
No.
For me to put it on Instagram.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, so that was funny. I was wondering if she was going to try to compete with my mom, you know, and, you know, I don't know, some pickle peacock competitor. Oh, yeah, pickle peacock. She's probably sent you a friend request on Facebook. All right, guys, I figure we'll start, you know, a little PPA Texas recap, a little San Clemente PPA preview. A lot happened this weekend. Another good tournament. Double Triple Crown. Annalie, Queen stays queen. I think her record is 99-2, which is absolutely absurd, especially with the consolidation. First, Dylan, let's talk about men's doubles. Give me your recap. Tell me about your experience.
Okay, well, started out strong. Played a qualifier. Actually, we played a qualifier first round, and we went three with them. It was Vic Martinez, or no, that's Jame. Shoot.
Wow.
I'm forgetting his name, but I played this guy in singles too.
Straight disrespect. But
Eduardo is Azaria.
Oh, you're Azaria.
And Medina Alvarez.
Okay, yeah. I played Eduardo in mixed. He was good.
Yeah. Yeah, so those two. But so it's actually kind of a rocky start. Honestly, sometimes it's good though, like, when you're playing those early rounds and you're kind of struggling to get in the match, it's like helpful to have someone push you a little bit, and then it kind of pushes you to raise your level so you're ready for like maybe a tougher team the next round, I think. But yeah, we did that. We played James and Tyson in the quarters, and didn't really play a full match. James was struggling in the heat, got a little dehydrated. I think it was hot out there. I heard a couple amateurs got sent to the hospital the previous day, but anyway, James was unable to finish the match after taking a medical timeout because I think he said he was having a heat stroke. And then we played Matt and Riley in the semifinals, won that, and then lost to Ben and Colin in the final. Ben and Colin are tough right now for us.
They are so tough. Let me ask you okay, first question. So you have a 10 a.m. start time, right, for men's doubles. When are you waking up?
On doubles day, a little bit later. And it depends on how far I am from the venue, but maybe like 9.
For a 10 a.m. start. 9. Okay.
Yeah.
How early would you recommend to other people to wake up?
It just depends on the person, really. Like, some people have to get up.
Do you think you should wake up earlier? Do you think you might start your days a little better if you woke up a little earlier?
Yes, but I don't know if it's worth it, because sometimes I wake up early and I feel sick because I didn't get enough sleep.
You feel sick.
So maybe not, actually.
You feel sick. On the finals day, Brandon Lane was telling me that he had to like wake you up and had to like, he was knocking on the door, no response, and he had to actually like go into your room. I thought that was really funny.
B Lane, yeah.
Yeah, that was really funny. Let's see. Oh, I'm gonna ask you. Okay, so in the match against Ben and Colin, I was watching this like pretty focused. Like, I usually don't watch men like that focused, but give me the thought process for you and J-Dub, A, switching sides for a few points, and B, switching back.
Yeah, So this was in the third game, and I think we were down like 4 or 5-0 in the third game already. Like, they went up on us pretty fast, and we took a timeout. Both of us are a little frustrated with how the match is playing out, and how we're not really, it's not really a competitive matchup until that point, or really, I guess, the whole time. But so we're both a little frustrated, and I'm like, might as well like change it up a little bit to see if anything happens, give them a different look. The Johns are so good when the point is structured. Like, when everything is structured and they know what's going on, they're so good at that. But when you disrupt it a little bit, when you mix some shots up and give them some variability, that's when they're a little bit vulnerable, I feel like. So anyway, that was kind of the thought behind maybe trying to switch it up, down 5-0 in the third game after losing the first two. And it went okay. Like, we kind of got back into the match a little bit. And then, but we both were, I mean, for both of us, it's just, we're not used to playing the. I'm not used to playing the left, and J-Dub's not used to playing the right side. So I think we were both just a little uncomfortable out there, and so we ended up going back to just stacking once we got back in the game.
I want to see more. I want to see more J-Dub on the right. I just want to see it. I want to see him because I actually think it could be interesting, right? Because obviously you're really good on the left. And then I feel like Dub's hands are faster than Ben's, like, and just as heavy. So I don't know. I just think it'd be interesting. And yeah, you're so right about the John. Like, what?
Go ahead. No, I was just gonna say, we were practicing with it today. Like, it's something that we might have going forward, be able to do a
Yeah,
little
it's
bit more.
just because it's like you said, like, I don't even know if it's right to say that they're vulnerable when they don't know what's going on or when it's a new pattern, but it's like they're a little less invulnerable, I think. It's like, I guess now we can transition to speaking about mixed, but in mixed, there's been that guy who's been hounding James and I to switch sides. I don't, have we talked about this on the podcast? I don't
I
think
don't
we've
think
talked
so.
about this on the podcast. Yeah, so for everyone, there is a man who's been at the last couple PPAs as a volunteer who is obsessed with James and I switching sides in mixed. James has received some emails timestamped with every error he makes, and we both get hounded on Twitter. Dylan was even given a page of notes because this guy thought it would be good to go through Dylan to get to us about why James and I should switch sides, specifically against Ben and Anna Lee. And you know, we've talked to him a lot, you know, he's done his research. And you know, we're like, this guy's a guru. He's, you know, he's passionate about this. He's like a savant. So we tried it and we lost 5-5. Oh, just kidding though, but it was, we just wanted to try it 'cause I wasn't very sharp, and we were just doing really poorly with me on the right, and we were like, might as well try it. And I think it's something that we'll play around with more, like in general, and also against that team, because I'm generally a pretty good backhand cross court dinker, and I do we're not too scared of Ben's like roll backhand at James. Like, Ben tried it like on the first point in that orientation, and James just hit his nah, like clean winner counter. So we'll see. I think we're gonna keep messing around with it, but definitely not our default. But it's interesting because I just felt like, you know, he kind of didn't know what to do as much. So I think you've gotta try to get Ben and Colin in those situations. There was one point in your match where there was someone hit a speed up, maybe you, maybe J-Dub, I don't know, went off the net cord hard, almost hit Colin, didn't hit Colin. And I was like, that's really bad for him. They didn't just hit Colin with that net cord because that's a good way to
Yeah,
rattle.
that could have turned it. That could
Colin played unbelievably
have.
well, though. I mean, Ben did too, but Colin is just,
He saw it, yeah.
he's so solid. Let me look up Colin's duper right now. Free.
While you're doing that, let me just say it was funny. It was funny after your guys' mixed match against Ben and Anna Lee, that this guy that has been telling you guys that you need to switch sides to beat them was watching that match, of course, and then was excited when you guys actually did switch sides and start to
Oh,
implement his master strategy.
that's
But
really.
after the game, he came up to me and he was like, It was working. It was working. Like he told me it was like you guys playing you on the left and James on the right. He told me that was working like probably 30 times. He was convinced that that's even though you guys lost the second game, he was convinced that that was the right strategy, the right move for you guys. And he said that it was just because you guys were a little unfamiliar with playing in that orientation that and you made a couple of errors. Otherwise, probably would have been a lot closer and more competitive. And then James comes up while he's telling me this. And he just like very like obviously sarcastic says, "Bro, we lost 11-5, 11-5. Thanks for that." And then he just like throws his paddle down and like his hat or glasses or whatever he had with him, and then just walked away. And this and then the guy was like, "Was he being serious? Was he being did he actually mean that? There's no way he actually meant that."
That's so funny.
And then he's like, James is like walking away and he's like, "It was working. It was working."
No, he's sweet. He watched like my first one of my very first tournaments. I think his name is Mike. I'm not certain, but I think his name is Mike. But he also like right immediately after the match, I think this might have been before your interaction, James and I were sitting like in the VIP area. Like I was like needed some time to cool off before speaking. And this guy starts walking up to us. He's got the biggest smile on his face. He was like, "It was working." And I just said, "Please leave us alone." And James was like, she needs a minute. She needs it later, later, later." Like he was after me, but I was just, I was upset. The match also ended so like I felt like I was just not as sharp as usual. But like it ended with Ben, like James attacking Ben's backhand up the line, and Ben put two hands on it, knew it was coming, crushes it, double hit, so it's going out. It's so hard. Net cord hits me as I'm trying to get out of the way, and I was just like, rah! Angry. But yeah, I mean that guy's I think he's on to something in general, but yeah, next, I mean, other notable results, you got fifth and James and I got third, which was not without some drama.
Yes, I was
But
there
I'll send
watching that
it going
bronze medal
negative.
match. I would say that if I were listing like pickleball rivalries, I would say that James and Federico probably have the biggest rivalry in pickleball right now. So that their matches are always entertaining to watch because I feel like there's always a little bit of drama that goes on. Like when you guys played in what was the last Atlanta,
Yeah, we
it
did.
wasn't really drama with each other. It wasn't really drama with each other, but there was clearly tension there, and Federico was kind of taking a little bit of it out on the referee in that match. But definitely, I feel like both teams really want to win when they play against each other, both players rather. But yeah,
Yeah.
I guess I'll let you tell the story of what was happening in your bronze medal match.
Well, if the new Perseus and Scorpius lines get double the power and three times the spin, I think there's a legitimate argument that the Selkirk O2s get like 1.5 times the power and like two times the spin, and we're up 7-2. Federico goes like, "I challenge his paddle. I challenge it." And then, so then there was a little bit of like, because paddle challenges hardly happen, right? And then the refs don't really know what to do, and James didn't want to. He wasn't going to switch his paddle. He was like, "This paddle's passed twice today." We weren't worried at all, and we proceeded. And the first point out of the timeout and all of this, I'm like talking to him. I'm like, "Okay, like, let's be smart. Let's be smart." I don't want him to get like overheated and like do something dumb. First point, like, there's a few shots. The rally goes like eight balls, right? He comes over, takes a forehand from me, like it would have been a dink for me. Full backspeed up the line at Federico. I was like, of course he misses it in the net, but I was just like, let's be smart. Let's be smart here. And then for the next like good amount of the match, we won the first like pretty dominantly, 11-2, 11-3, and then we get up like 7-0, and they're just going like full bag at each other, like Federico more so than James. I mean, you watched the match, but that was my impression at least. It was like Federico was playing really dumb. He was like seeing red, and every time they like hit each other or won a hands exchange, someone said something funny. It's like Federico hit James and he said something and James was like, that was off the net, bro. Like, that doesn't count. Or like James like hit something on Fed and Fed goes, that was frame. Like, it was just so, it was honestly really funny. And, but then they like, that's a tough team. They played really great together. I was really happy for both of them. I feel like Megan hasn't had great mixed results and, I never really understood why. Like, she's not, like, I definitely feel like I'm a lot more solid than her in the forehand cross court dink, but she hits harder than me. Like, she had really good, she did a really good job of beating James up the line and everything. And she crashes really well, big serve, big drive. I was happy for them. But yeah, then they got a couple points and then it was really close from there on. And we just held on to our lead to win 11-8. But then, yeah, Carl wasn't there to test the paddles. So it was, like, we were like very confident, but you're still like, you can't help but be like, oh my God, it's like, shoot. we won't know until the morning. But yeah, passed easily. And yeah, it's about all I have to say about the situation. Is there anything you want to add, Dylan, as a spectator?
Yeah, I'll just say from my perspective as a spectator of this match, I can understand why Federico was wanting to challenge the paddle because it was coming off pretty fast. But then again, James is known as being one of the heavier hitters on the tour, and he's using one of the more powerful paddles. So maybe a combination of those things. But Federico's, I mean, he's, it's not like he hasn't played James before. He's seen James play before, but there was something about the way the ball was coming off the paddle that made him want to challenge it. So I don't know. My take was that in a situation where you're already down a game and you're losing the second game, it was probably a good challenge.
Yeah, I think it's a fine thing to do. You know, you just pay the fee if you're wrong. It's all good. It makes me a little uncomfortable. I wish they weren't beefing, or they're not beefing, but it's just like, I wish there wasn't like all this extra, like whenever we play against each other. And I don't fully get it because it's like Federico has beaten James in men's like almost every time this year, other than the first. But when they play in mixed, it's like this extra thing for some reason. I feel like their men's matches that I've watched are pretty chill and low key. I mean, yeah, like Pablo gave the fans the bird, but it wasn't anything towards Tyson and James. I mean, that's the story, right? But I mean, we were all just eating. Where were we at? The boiling crab, maybe. We were all just eating like seafood boils together, and you know, hashtag bonding. And Fed and Pablo were dying of mild spicy, which was pretty funny because Dylan is totally fine. And we got Indian food with Dylan. He got his at like a 1 out of 10 and he was totally fine. And Fed and Pablo were literally like, Federico especially was asking for water like nonstop. But
he was breathing pretty heavy the whole time.
No, they he was like, water, please, water. He needs more ranch, because it was not even that spicy. But yeah. And then, you have anything else to say about mix, Dylan?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, women's doubles. Big time gold for Annalie and Catherine. Not a surprise there by any means. Me and Lace got bronze, and Megan and Etta got silver. Really happy for them. They played great. Losing in the semi was a little frustrating because I felt like Lacey and I were in a good spot and then just kind of let it get away at the end. And Etta wasn't playing her best either there at the end, so that kind of hurt. But I debuted my one-hand flick. Did you see any of them, Dylan?
I did not.
Are you kidding
me? But I feel like it wasn't – I don't think it was the debut because I've seen you try it before.
Yeah, but like in a tournament, it's like I was literally hitting so many that NML tweeted about it.
Oh, really? But
you're not on Twitter and you don't like me enough to watch me play women's doubles, so it's fine.
Sorry.
It's okay. But yeah, I was actually hitting it really well. Watch out, girlies. Everyone needs to watch out because if I start taking some dinks out of the air on my backhand side, you guys can't all hit the really deep dinks over there because you know I'm going to take 72 steps off the line. Okay? I'm coming. But yeah, good performance. I thought Rachel Rohrabacher had a good debut. She played with both Regina and Johnny Goldberg. I thought she played great. I knew her from tennis in Florida, so I was happy for her. Happy to see her do well. And I think that's about all I have to say about women's. I thought Leia and Jessie played really well together in their semi, and in the bronze, they were just both a little off. It had been a long wait for us, which was unfortunate. And Leia had just had her epic women's singles match against Anna Lee. That some drama in that one too. Hopefully
yeah, the wives
can come together under James's leadership.
Yeah. It's over. Our chemistry's gone. I'm leading this team.
Hayden leads the team, right?
We need him to.
I think Hayden leads the team. Big H. Big H.
He's the biggest guy on our team. That's for damn sure. Anna knows that.
Thank you, James. You know, today, me and Travis beat Hayden and Rob Nunnery not once, but twice.
Really? That's
pretty solid. Yeah.
That's a big one for you, because you always say that Hayden is a bad matchup.
I don't like playing Hayden, even though I did beat him 15-0 last time. 15-0, Hayden. Don't you forget it. Yeah, I forgot what I was saying. Oh yeah, women's singles, you know, lots of drama in that match. I was so happy for Leia that it was close. You know, I think she can only be proud of that match on the whole. Seems, you know, the new paddle definitely helps me too. I'm excited to play singles with it this weekend. You know, Lee's comments, I know she didn't mean any offense, but they're very funny, honestly. Very funny. And James actually stole my joke regarding the paddles to claim that Selkirk paddles have like a larger multiplier of spin and power. So that was my joke, everyone. A lot of his jokes are actually my jokes, but they're just not as funny when I deliver them.
Would you say that's true, James?
He said, yeah, but he's not even listening to me. I could have asked him anything. Men's singles, Zhao Mei, total stud. That was really cool to watch him. Just he totally redlined against Federico. What was your experience playing against him? Because he's not that tall.
He's not tall, but he anticipates really well, and he's super fast. And he got hot.
Heart over height.
His level again. Heart over height. Yep. He played really well against Fed, though. Like those.
Sorry.
Maybe. Probably not. I don't think he'd be a good rebounder. No, height's important for. Height is definitely important for rebounding. But yeah, definitely no lack of heart. I don't think there wasn't much Federico could have done in that last game against him in their singles match. He was just, every ball he touched was finding a line somehow. So he was playing really well. Got a game off Ben in the finals. Not easy to do. I think he's playing singles this tournament, San Clemente tournament. So we'll see how he does.
Yeah, Dylan, you're 5'11", right?
5'11 and 3/4".
Right. I forgot about that. Sorry. So you're just as tall as Kyle Lowry.
Am I? Is he 5'11" as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, he's 5'11". And I was watching the finals tonight, and he got a few rebounds. So do you think you could get a few rebounds in the NBA?
In the NBA? For yeah. Sure. If it bounced toward me, I can catch it.
But I just thought he was just pulling in rebounds, like. I don't know if I see that,
yeah,
if I see you capable of that. So do you just not have the heart?
No, I could definitely get a rebound if the ball bounced my way.
I don't know if I see it.
You don't think I could get a rebound?
No.
If the ball bounced for me?
James has been teaching me about basketball, and that man has a dump truck. And James said that helps you box other people out. I don't think you have a dump truck, Dylan. I don't think you're pulling in any rebounds. I think I would get rebounds over you. I just don't think you're a fighter like that.
Really? It's all.
James
you
just said
box
that you'd be a great
like,
rebounder. I don't think so.
It's.
I know you play rec basketball, but.
So much of it just depends on where the ball bounces. Like if it bounces to you, all you have to do is catch it.
Dylan, how good of a free throw shooter are you? Like, what's your percentages?
Probably 60-65%, but I'm a little rusty.
Okay, if you were practiced, what do you think?
Probably 90. No, I'm just kidding.
Stop.
If I practiced a lot, I don't know, maybe I could get to like 75%. Maybe.
Do you think that's 80? Fair? Do you think you could get to 75, 80? Okay. What do you think I could get to?
I mean, what am I getting? I shoot 10 free throws. I could probably make 7.
Okay, what do you think I
don't know. I haven't seen you play basketball.
Doesn't matter. What do you think?
Like, how much time do you have?
I have a day to practice. I have a day to practice, and then, like, the next day is my test.
3 out of 10.
I'm not even better than Shaq.
Nah.
Come on, I'd be so much better than Shaq. I would be so much better than Shaq. I think I could get to 60.
Think so?
Yeah, if I practiced.
James? No. James said
I would be so much better than Shaq.
But no.
Yes. At shooting free throws?
She would maybe be 3 right now, and if she practiced for a day, like 2.5. It would get worse. Trying to.
No. He's capping so hard. Like, literally 2 days ago, we were talking about this while we got Andy's frozen custard, and he was like, yeah, you would be way better than Shaq, so he's just trying to be difficult.
I was trying to be a good boyfriend then.
So why are you choosing to be a bad boyfriend when I'm recording and this is going to get posted? No, no, I would be better than Shaq. I would average at least 50% because we looked up Shaq's. I'm just really into basketball right now. I think it's so fun to watch. Pulling for the Heat, obviously, because Flo Rida. But yeah. Don't think I have anything else to say about Texas. Is there anything else to say about Texas? Is there anyone we're neglecting to mention? Don't think so.
I'm trying to think. I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. San Clemente preview. I am playing women's doubles with Megan Fudge because Vivian David is still being plagued by her injury, still lingering. Like, she thought there was a good chance she'd be okay, but she wasn't sure. And so, you know, thought I'd just find someone else. It wasn't a big deal. But yet again, I only had like 3 hours to do it. Thankfully, Megan Fudge is able to play with me. So that's who I'm playing women's with. Obviously, playing mixed with James. I saw an interesting stat that Josh Gartman posted that I have made the semifinals with 7 different partners this year, like 2 in mixed, 5 in women's. And so I actually think Megan and I have a doable draw to make it. We'll see. That'd be kind of crazy. You probably wouldn't be capable of that, putting up those kinds of numbers though, Dylan. Who are you playing with this weekend?
Maybe if
Sorry.
I'm playing with...
No, what were you going to say?
Andrea. I was going to say maybe if my draws were as thin as women's doubles, it'd be possible. But in the men's doubles, it's a little bit tougher. Like, right? we're actually having to play some good pickleball out there.
Oh, stop it. You have never not meddled in men's doubles. It's literally like your 3 teams and then everyone else. It's effectively the same thing.
No, that doesn't mean it's easy. For now. I'm playing with Andrea.
You wake up an hour before the start time.
Yeah, that's a long time. I can, you know how many, you know what you,
he wakes up
you know what you can do in an hour? Part.
What are you doing in that hour?
If you wanted to, I'm not saying this is what I do, but in an hour you could stretch, you could get something to eat, you could warm up a couple times.
You don't do that.
You could talk. I mean, I don't, but I'm saying you could. Like, an hour is a long time.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I'm playing with Andrea. I'm playing with Andrea and JW this tournament. Andrea's on my MLP team, and we're just trying to get the team chemistry going early with maybe a successful mixed doubles day, hopefully. I know Anna was asked to play with an MLP teammate of hers, and she declined because she doesn't want it as badly as the BLQK Bears. And all I have to say is that I think that kind of dedication will reflect in the results of the next MLP.
That's a fair statement, yeah. But this is a necessary asterisk. I was prepositioned to play mixed doubles with an MLP teammate, but that would have required the dropping of another of my MLP teammates. So I think I just kind of did the right thing, you know, and for the preservation. I was not seriously asked. It was proposed, you know, because MLP is one chance, one shot, but why not go for one more shot? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why you wouldn't go for the MLP one. MLP is the biggest event in our sport right now.
It's honestly very much fair. I mean, what is it? It's like, yeah, I think the Hustlers are in like third place overall to make the super final. And I hope Thomas Wilson is healthy, but he's not playing this tournament either. And it's just reality. I think they're in the softest pool, most top heavy for the Mad Drops in Seattle. But if Thomas Wilson is out or not at 100%, it helps like my team, your team, and like the Fives, I think, are the next three teams in contention to make the super final. So I hope he's fine though. Yeah, I hope he's fine, but we'll see. One thing I forgot to say about Texas. Got to shout out the Hype guys. That's what they're calling themselves, Canton and Eric Studs. They were in, like, the most flamboyant, fratty outfits, and they just killed it from start to finish. They were, like, waving around the flag. It was absurd. You know, I hope the PPA hires them because they were great. And, They cheered for me a lot, so I'm a little biased. I don't know if – did they cheer for you? Did they like you?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, that's about right. They cheered for me more than you because I hit with them. Because I hit with them to warm me up. I think they cheered for me more than you. Did they preposition you to be on your podcast?
Twice.
Three times. They want to be on the drop. We'll probably have to. Yes, they do. Sorry. No one can even hear James. I'm just like having a conversation with myself, and Dylan is just watching. I'm playing singles. I don't really want to play singles, but I feel like if I performed poorly in the Dreambreaker and I had not played singles with a new paddle. Shout out my paddle, y'all. Anna Bright, Yola 14mm Scorpius paddle. The best of the best, you know. At least two times the power and three times the spin. At a minimum. I'm playing singles, though, and I actually have like about as good a draw as you could hope for, except for Annalie in the semis, which we'll see. You know, maybe I can put up a fight. Dylan, do you have anything else to say about San Clemente? You know, any storylines? Anything else you want to add?
No. We were playing at the venue, and I was a little surprised to see that the center court area has, like, one court on it. So it looks really big.
Right, and not three.
All the space around the
court. It does.
Yeah, they had three last year. The entire space is just dedicated to one center court, so... It's pretty big. Be excited.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a vibe, you know. I was surprised to see that too, but it's such a beautiful venue. I think it'll be really sick for MLP, though I can't really imagine. I figured they were going to put three courts there for MLP, and it was just going to be, you know, that was going to be where MLP happened, just on those three courts. But I don't know what they're going to do, but yeah. Really excited for the tournament on the whole. It'll be fun. We have a repeat first round. in San Clemente as we did in Texas. Do you know what it is, Dylan?
A repeat first round matchup?
In men's singles.
In men's singles? I do not know.
Anton Goods versus Travis Rettenmeier. Round two.
Oh, dude.
Anton.
Three-gamer.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Yeah, it was a three-gamer. I was watching it. Anton firing it up. You know, he's talking to himself, I need to suffer. You know, Travis is rattled. And Anton keeps finding his way into these main draws. You know, I can't think of a win this guy's had in a little bit. Maybe he steals a game here and there. I lost Anton in five games. And when I told Dylan that, he was surprised. But that's I honestly should have won. I should have beat him. But Dylan, do you think Anton gets through qualifying draw?
I think it depends on his draw. There's some good qualifiers right now, so I think the draw would have to be a good draw for him. Like if he ran into the right player, maybe not.
Who would be the right player?
I mean, there's a lot, like Ross Whitaker, Brandon Lane, there's Matt says Grant Bond. There's a lot of players in the qualifiers right now.
I don't think Anton beats Brandon Lane. That's all I'll say. just kidding. I don't know. I would love to see it, honestly. I would love to see Anton grind a qualifier because I don't think anyone would want it more than him. But super great dude. And if I'm not playing, that's the match that I'm going to be watching. And I want it to be close because Anton is so funny. Dylan, anything else to say before we call it?
I think we covered it.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week with a little pre-San Clemente quick recap and a little MLP preview. We probably won't redo all the fighters because only like four teams changed, though the Mashers are probably no longer far and away favorites. But
But some of the teams got a little bit bigger.
That would not be your team. Sorry. Okay. That was so cringe, Dylan. And you're in a hoodie. All right. Bye, everyone.